Rondo, the magician. This is the place.
But Chandu, we won't have a chance. They'll kill us.
Quick, Dorothy, fall to the ground.
Chandu! Chandu!
In 60 seconds, the American Broadcasting Company will bring you the first act of Chandu the Magician.
Did you ever see a kid who didn't go for a fire engine, a truck, bus, auto, or soapbox jalopy? Any of these vehicles has a come-hither charm for children, and they'll get in or near one whenever they can. This is not news to those who drive cars, but it is a reminder from the National Safety Council to help you drivers keep the fact in mind all of the time. Remember the kids and their affection for autos, not only when you're driving, but also when you pull away from a parking place in a residential section. Now, no driver is too busy to take a good look in and around his car before setting it in motion. You may save yourself the agony of seeing a child that's been run over by one of your wheels. And when you're underway in a residential neighborhood, be sure that you're driving slowly enough to stop on a dime. You may have the satisfaction of saving a child's life, and it could be your own child. And now, tonight's story of magic and mystery.
For years, the little woman has been after you to buy her an evening gown, especially created by one of the big-deal Paris designers. After all, it's only money, and if it'll make the little wife happy, okay. So, proud as a peacock in a barnyard, she wears her gorgeous Parisian original to the party at the country club. And guess what? There's a dame across the room wearing the exact same, the identical dress. The little woman practically throws a fit. She'll never wear that dress again. And your money is down the drain. After all, it's only a couple of yards of silk and satin, with a bow here and a pleat there. What's all the fuss and shooting about? You'd think someone had committed a murder just because two women are wearing the same dress. Shows how much you know. Someone did.
Chandu.
Good. Well, the case is closed. We can fly back to Washington tomorrow.
Yeah.
What's the matter, Dorothy?
Some case that was. When I was assigned to work with you, I thought I'd see some action.
Well, I'm sorry.
All I've done is type reports. I might just as well have gotten a job as a secretary. I thought there'd be excitement and danger, adventure.
That's the trouble with you women. You're never satisfied unless someone gets killed. Oh, pardon me. Hello.
Hello, hello. This is Monsieur Frank Chandler.
Yes.
The identical Frank Chandler is known as Chandu the Magician.
Who are you?
You have come to Paris to engage in counter-espionage activity.
Say, what's going on here?
You must help me. You must help me. There are spies.
Now, wait a minute.
Chandu, you will go to the Café Louis in the Rue Saint-Edouard. You will order Chateau Isel 27. A man will ask you for a match. Follow him. Comprend.
Say, who is this? Hello? Hello? Well, Dorothy, put the typewriter away and pick up your revolver. Well, we ordered this bottle of Chateau Isel. Care for something, Dorothy?
That little fellow with a mean look in his eye. Headed this way.
1,000 pardons, monsieur.
You can perhaps spare a match.
I think so. Here you are.
Many thanks.
Quite welcome.
That's the recognition signal.
He's going out the door. Come on, we follow him.
Something about that man makes me suspicious.
Hurry, Dorothy.
I don't see him. Where do you suppose
he could...
could
have ducked into any one of these doorways.
Monsieur!
Oh, in there.
Let's go.
No, Dorothy.
But why?
This could also be a frame-up. Wait outside. If I don't show up in a reasonable time, you know where to get help.
Come in, monsieur. Please, hurry. Come upstairs. I will tell you everything.
Well, suppose we talk here. What do you want?
There are spies. You must capture them. The police are powerless.
Spies, huh? Lead the way.
Follow me.
What's your name?
Henri Cardinet.
Henri Cardinet. Well, I heard that name before.
Voila. We arrive. Make no noise.
Who is it?
Henri. Why did you not demand the password?
But, Henri, I know your voice.
And why did you not have your revolver ready?
I will be more careful, Henri. I will be more careful.
Monsieur Chandu, my half-brother Pierre. Pierre, this is one of the great counter-espionage agents. Chandu. He will save us from the spies.
Monsieur Cardinet, do you know which country these agents are working for?
All countries. The swine are international.
What are they after?
The pigs are in pursuit of the greatest secret of the year.
Oh, monsieur, if you only knew.
Atomic secret?
Ha! Wait until you see. I have it here.
Now, wait a minute. How do you come
the key,
to...
Please, Pierre. That closet door is made of steel. Now, I shall unlock it. Voila! Behold!
Well, what is it?
What is it? What is it? Mon Dieu, you are bereft of your senses. The gown that hangs there, the narrow waist, the flaring skirt, the absolutely revolutionary drape. It is mine. It is an Henri Cardinet original.
Now I remember the name. You are Henri Cardinet, the dress designer.
And when I exhibit this gown at my salon tomorrow, I
wish you the best of luck, monsieur. Now, what about these spies?
Monsieur Chandu, they are after this gown.
What?
They intend to steal the design before the exhibition opens.
Stop them. You must stop them.
Wait, please. Do you mean that you and I are discussing two different types of spies?
We are discussing the most despicable type of spy in the world, the style thief.
Oh, no.
Henri, the gentleman is going to be ill.
Oh, some wine, Pierre. This is it.
Do you mean that you dragged me all the way up here just to... Are you aware, monsieur, that there's an international situation which may flare up into the most destructive war in history? Do you know that men are dying?
Men may be dying, but women must wear clothes.
Cardinet, all my life I've been opposed to violence. But right now, if you were just 7 inches taller, I would forget my studies in philosophy. I would forget my faith in the dominant power of the mind. In short, monsieur, I would bust you one right on the jaw.
Indeed. You speak to me of philosophy of the mind, but in your country there are millions of women.
Well?
And what is uppermost in their minds? What obsesses them every moment, asleep or awake? Your war? Your international problem? How many of these female creatures can discuss them intelligently? Their major concern is what they wear, how they look.
Monsieur, I do not create these attitudes. I merely satisfy them.
Bravo, Henri, bravo. Oh, if only I could speak like that.
Is that so? And where do you fit into this picture, friend Pierre?
Chandu, can you not realize there are spies who are after my design? Pierre has kindly consented to mount guard.
Are you a designer also, Pierre?
Oh, no, monsieur. I am completely ignorant of the art.
Well, I'm sorry I lost my temper, gentlemen. Just because we don't think alike doesn't mean we have to fight. I'm quite busy today. Lucky the army doesn't design clothes for everybody before long.
Chandu, I was starting to get worried. What's the matter? You look so... Is it serious? Is it?
Serious? Oh, Dorothy, if only it were the most serious problem in the world.
Get possession of the latest Cardinet design, you will have a veritable gold mine. There are manufacturers in the United States who...
Okay, I'm sold. I'll buy it. But how can I get my hands on it?
I know who will steal it for you.
Yeah?
I have arranged for us to meet him here.
Who?
He comes now, heading toward our team.
Ah, bonsoir, Denise.
Oui. This is the gentleman I told you about. Monsieur Philippe's. The great Monsieur Cardinet.
Delighted.
Sister, I ought to wrap you one across the chops. Who do you think you're playing around with?
What is the difficulty here?
This gentleman is interested in stealing the design to the latest Cardinet model.
You have quoted the prize, Denis?
You're Henri Cardinet.
We have been introduced once. That should be sufficient. You know me. Why do you stare at me?
You mean you're going to let me steal your own design?
This person is not very bright, Denis.
We are not interested in his intelligence, Henri. Only his money.
Excellent. Let me see some and I will draw you a sketch.
I'm a con man, too. Let me see the dress and I'll sketch it myself.
Ah, Raphael in the rough, as it were.
Why should you let me steal your own designs? I don't understand it. I don't understand it.
Ah.
Monsieur Philippe's, the latest and greatest Gardiner creation.
That's a beauty.
Now, make your sketch quickly.
Give me a little more light, eh?
Certainly.
Hey, someone come and listen. Who is it?
I'd be on the door, quickly.
Pierre, what are you doing here?
Why, it is my turn to stand guard. Now that you could not get Chandu to help us, we must be more vigilant than ever.
I did my best, but Pierre, my little brother, you are not strong enough to stay awake all night.
No, 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 no. I will do my full share. I insist.
What is in that package under your arm, Pierre?
Henri, you did not notice. You were looking at the gown and you did not notice.
Eh?
The waistline. It troubled me. After you left, I changed it. I lowered it. See?
Oh, of course.
Do you like it?
Magnificent. Now, little one, home and rest for you.
Yes. Yes, I am tired. I worked out. Good night, brother.
Good night, brother.
That was close. I did not see you. Hurry with your sketch.
Don't rush me, boy. I'm paying for this.
Oh, Henri, I am so absent-minded. This package, it is a bottle of wine. It is for you. Henri?
Yes?
Who is this?
Oh, a friend.
He is sketching. He's sketching my design. Stop! Stop!
Pierre, it is not quite what you
imagined.
Listen,
Cardinet, tell his mug to quit bothering me. I paid good money.
Be quiet, Pierre, you fool. Be quiet.
Henri, you are letting him steal this gown for money?
No, not exactly.
For 20 years, I have let you pose as the world's greatest designer. You cannot even cut a pattern. You cannot even sketch a pleat. Or you cannot even hold a pair of scissors.
Be quiet, you fool. Were it not for me, you would be locked up in an asylum.
I had a premonition. That is why I asked you to get Chandu. But to think that it is you...
Pierre, what are you going to do? Keep away from me. You are mad. You are not responsible.
No, I am not mad. Now I see. For 20 years you have tried to convince me, but tomorrow the masquerade ends.
No.
I will take my rightful place.
No.
You will be exposed as the empty fraud that you are.
No, I warned you. I will not let you. I will not let you.
Gardner, put that gun down. Put it down.
You will not rob me of my standing, Pierre. I will kill you!
I am not afraid of you!
Well, so long, pal. I'm getting out of here. I don't want to get mixed up in no murder. Man, in this country, they slice your neck for it.
Where are you going, my friend?
Far away from you, buddy. You kill the man.
Permit a slight correction. I killed no one. You did.
Hey, what are you trying to get away?
Pierre caught you trying to steal the design. You shot him. You and I struggled. And the gun went off, killing you.
Now just like this.
Hey!
In just a few moments, we will bring you the second act of Chandu, the Magician.
People usually write pretty fascinating things in their diaries, but the most interesting little black book of them all belongs to Gregory Hood. It isn't exactly a personal diary, it's a case book. And the case book of Gregory Hood contains many of the most fascinating mysteries you've ever heard. You see, Gregory Hood is a detective. He doesn't believe in the rough, tough methods many other excellent detectives use. Gregory Hood uses the smooth, suave approach. As a matter of fact, you might say that he almost has a clinical interest in his work. But the thing that interests him most in a crime is the unorthodox method by which it is done. So Hood carries on his work with the calm detachment of a scientist. His colleague in crime detection is a character known as Sanderson Tyler. You'll enjoy the methodical, scientific way Gregory Hood goes about solving a crime. Don't miss the exciting adventures from the casebook of Gregory Hood tomorrow night on your ABC station. And now back to tonight's story of intrigue and magic.
It all started a long time ago. Way back in the very dawn of our civilization, a man picked up his heavy flint-headed spear and killed a buffalo. He dragged the carcass back to his cave. He pointed to the fur. Now, he said to his mate, make yourself a dress. But his wife, instead of being grateful, snatched a club and walloped him over the head with it. Me wear a gown? Me wear a gown made out of common old buffalo? Why, the woman in the next cave is dressed in the skin of a saber-toothed tiger. in a crude sort of way. That was man's first introduction to fashion. Civilization may have progressed since those Neanderthal times, but try to prove it to 50 million husbands.
Chandu, the magician.
I still can't get over that Henri Cardinet.
Oh, well, it takes everybody to make the world. What do you got there?
Plane tickets. We have orders to report to Washington.
Are we leaving right now?
No, noon tomorrow.
That's good.
Why?
Nothing. I was thinking of taking a little walk.
You were? I'll bet I know where you're going.
I bet you don't, unless you're working some of that mind stuff on me.
Just putting two and two together.
Yeah? What's the total?
Well, you're a good operative, Dorothy. But you're a woman. And Henri Cardinet is the leading fashion designer in Paris. I bet you want to see that gown I told you about.
Okay, you win. But I don't know how I can get up there.
Yeah, well, come along. Who knows, I might think of an excuse to get us into Cardinet's, and you can get to see.
John, dude, you really mean it?
I hate to admit it, but that gown is really worth looking at.
What are you going to tell him, Chandu?
Well, in the first place, I'll apologize for being so brusque. Then we'll see.
Yeah. Chandu, yeah. Listen.
Speak to me, Pierre.
That sounds like trouble.
Yeah.
Look.
Cardinet, what happened?
Oh, Chandu, this one, this swine on the floor, he must have forced his way in. He killed Pierre. I sprang at him like a tiger. We struggled. The gun went off. He died.
When did you get here?
Just a few moments ago. Oh, Chandu, I pleaded with you to help me.
Chandu, look. Near this fellow's hand, a sketch. He was stealing.
And now Pierre is dead. Poor, simple little...
Wait, I think he's breathing.
Oh?
Rest, Pierre. What are you pointing at?
He's trying to raise his hand. His lips are moving.
He doesn't have the strength to talk. He's going very quickly.
He's trying to point.
What are you trying to show me, Pierre? What are you trying to show me?
Poor little man. He died. Galloping my gown.
Shut up, Cardinet. Yes, Pierre. I see.
Pierre! Oh. It is all over?
Yes. He's dead.
Oh. My poor little brother.
Mr. Cardinet, you say you just came back here?
I left immediately after you did, Monsieur Chandu. I spent some time in a cafe. On an impulse, I returned.
I see.
Chandu, here's the killer's wallet. His name's Phillips.
And he came to sketch the gown. How did he open that steel closet door?
So that's the gown. Oh, Chandu, it's beautiful.
You've been gone all this time, Cardinet?
Of course. I told you I just arrived.
Ah, Pierre, he didn't know anything about design, you told me.
He was completely ignorant of all matters pertaining to dressmaking.
Now, let me look at Phillips. I've been drinking. Wine, I'd say.
There's a cafe down the street. Maybe he was in there.
All right, we can do some inquiring.
Why? You've got the killer, thanks to Mr. Cardinet. The case is practically closed, isn't it?
Oh, had you only listened to me before?
I'm sorry. I'm very sorry. I owe you an apology.
It is too late, but I accept.
Can we shake hands on it?
Certainly, if you wish.
You better telephone for the police. If they want information from me, they know where I can be reached. Goodbye.
Will I see you again, Chandu?
Oh, possibly. Possibly. Madame Denise, the case is closed, but I just want to satisfy myself concerning a few things. Nothing important.
How may I help, Monsieur Chandu?
So you didn't see anyone corresponding to the description of this man Phillips in your cafe?
No.
And Cardinet came here at 8 this evening?
Oh, yes. I remember...
How long was he here?
Until about 11. He had a premonition that something...
11. That's just before I went back there with Dorothy. So this man Phillips broke in on Pierre, killed him just as Cardinet returned. Well, I'm satisfied now. Thanks for your cooperation, Madame Denise.
Goodbye, Monsieur Chandu.
Au revoir.
We are in trouble, you and I.
What do you mean? What happened?
Chandu, he has just spoken to me. When he left, he did not say goodbye. He said au revoir.
Oh, how many Americans understand the French language?
He knows we are lying.
But how?
Do not ask how. All I can see is that this man is unusual. He has uncanny perception.
Nonsense.
Why, do they call him Chandu the magician?
But the police are satisfied.
I am not, and I am in this with you. They will know that I was connected with Phillips. We must be rid of this matter, Chandu. Give him time to think and probe, and we are lost.
But what can we do?
You have already killed two men. What is one more?
But, Chandu, everyone's satisfied. It seems reasonable. Cardinet fought with this Phillips and killed him. What's wrong with...
Cardinet is a liar. I know he's lying. It didn't happen that way.
What's this? Extrasensory perception?
Call it what you like, but I think I have evidence.
For instance?
You'll have to wait, Dorothy.
Why?
I was trying to scare somebody. Yeah. And maybe I did. Hello.
Chandu, Madame Denise, could you meet me at my office? Something vitally important.
Certainly. At once.
No, 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 not now. I am afraid. In, say, 2 hours when I close the cafe, there is a back entrance to a small alley.
I'll be there.
Oh, thank you, Chandu. Thank you.
Why should they want you to come alone at night? Chandu, it's an ambush.
Of course it is. But I have a little plan, Dorothy.
Right plan, he tells me. You walk in, they pull a trigger and you're dead. Who do you think you are? A bullet can kill you too, you know.
No doubt about it.
Well, I'm going with you. I've got my revolver and the first sign...
You stay outside, Dorothy. That's an order.
I refuse to obey it. What are you going to do about it?
Well, come along. But no matter what happens, don't make a sound. Who is it?
The second you answer, he'll fire through the door, don't you see?
Dorothy, fall to the ground. It's Chandu!
Are you alone?
Shoot! Shoot! Kill him!
Now we are safe.
Chandu!
Hello. I brought a friend.
What is that sound? Pierre!
Drop that gun, Cardinet.
Pierre!
Say hello to the people, Pierre.
Henri.
No. No.
You fool, it is only Chandu and a woman.
And Pierre.
I hear Pierre. I see him.
Keep your hands up, Denise.
Of course you see him.
Pierre, please.
Idiot, cowardly idiot. There is no one here.
I am here, Henri. You see me.
Yes.
It is ventriloquism. Chandu can throw his voice. See nothing. He cannot prove a thing.
Then why you kill me, Henri? Or shall I?
No.
Pierre is not here. It is an illusion. Do not let Chandu work on your mind. Fight him, or you are lost.
Take care of her, Dorothy. She's upsetting my schedule.
Lady, you're only getting in everybody's way. Proceed, Chandu.
Cardinet, you killed your half-brother.
Pierre, you're alive. You're here. I see you.
No, I'm dead. You shot me.
Then how? How can you talk to me?
Your conscience is talking to you.
It is Pierre. It is his voice.
I told Chandu. I told him before I died.
Show him how you told me. Show him, Pierre. Walk over to him.
No. Keep away.
Touch his hand, Cardinet.
Give away.
This is how Chandu could tell. Touch my thumb, Henri.
What about yours, Henri? That proves you're an imposter. Pierre decided to expose you. That's why you killed him.
I had to kill him, Pierre. I had to kill you.
Pierre? Pierre is dead. What are you talking about?
He was here. I saw him. He touched me.
Chandu, he's falling. He's going to faint.
Well, let him rest a while.
Chandu, you work with a mind. And a nervous guy like him is easily swayed by suggestion. You can make him think he heard Pierre, even see him, but...
But what?
But you had to know where to start. The setup looked legitimate to me as far as I was concerned. Phillips killed Pierre and Henri shot Phillips in a struggle. Why did it taste sour to you?
Dorothy, when we went back to Cardinet to see the gun, I noticed it had been altered. Who did it? Not Henri. He was at the cafe all evening. Not Phillips. He only came to sketch. Who's left? Pierre. But Cardinet said Pierre was no dressmaker. I believed him until I saw he was lying.
But how?
And once I established Henri was lying about that, I wanted to see if he was false about other things. Pierre showed me just before he died.
What did he show you?
His thumb.
What?
You see, Dorothy, years of an occupation telling a man. A dress designer spends hours cutting paper and patterns for his new models. In time, he develops a callus at the base of his thumb. Henri is supposed to be a designer, doesn't have any. Pierre, who was supposed to know nothing about dress designing, does.
Then for years, Henri's been masquerading as a genius while all the time...
All the time, he knows about as much about dress design as I do. Pierre was a timid little creature, half mad and...
completely under Henri's domination.
But one day, these timid little creatures explode, and then look out. Well, now we have to arrange a date for Henri.
A date?
Yes, with a lady who doesn't care anything about clothes. As a matter of fact, she doesn't wear any.
Chandu.
She's a very rough, sharp old biddy. Her name is Madame Guillotine.
In just a few moments, we will bring you a glimpse of next week's story.
Some couples fall in love, get married, and settle down to domesticity. But not Nora and Nick Charles. No, they fell in love all right. Still are. They married, too. But here's where their resemblance to other couples stops. Instead of an alarm clock to wake them in the morning, the chances are that someone tears into the morning with a bullet. Or the door opens and a corpse rolls in with the morning paper. See what I mean? Yes, this is typical of the Charles family. The Charles family is the famous team you've seen in the movies, read about in books, and heard over the radio. And the airwaves via ABC are ringing again with the adventures of the thin man every Friday night. The stories are full of excitement and suspense, real thrillers, as a matter of fact, and you'll find that summer radio is lively indeed when you listen to the adventures of the thin man on Friday night. So listen Friday night, won't you, on ABC. And now for next week's story.
Out of the goodness of his heart, Carlos Vergüenza stopped his truck to pick up a hitchhiker. He couldn't know that the stranger was going to shoot him. He couldn't know that he had to die because 50 million people were seized with a sudden, blind, unreasonable panic. And you? Were you one of those 50 million? John Doe the Magician is based on the original radio drama created by Harry A. Earnshaw and is written by Sam Dan. Frank Chandler is played by Tom Collins. Others in the cast were Connie Lemke, George Petrie, and Joe DeSantis. Music by Albert Berman. Sound effects, Keen Crockett and Harold Johnson. This is a Cyril Ann Brister production. All names, characters, and events on this program are fictitious. Any resemblance to persons living or dead is accidental. We invite you to listen next week to Mystery, Intrigue, Magic.
John Doe, the Magician.
This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.